B-Pod Studios.
Ramiro, Pebbles, and Melissa, the Get Up Crew.
Hot 96.9.
A lot of people have different concerns about, you know, self-quarantining and stuff like that. And I think Leroy has the most, one of the most real ones that I'm sure you're concerned about. But probably the one that you're least expressing out loud to other people. And that is our sports guy, Leroy, is a little bit nervous that at the end of all, and who knows when, you know, we're going to get back to whatever normal's going to be after this, I guess, being able to go out a little bit more on the regular. He's nervous that when he finally exposes himself to the world, he's going to be leaking out of his clothes.
Can I just look? I was a little bit embarrassed to mention it, but I said, you know what? I need help.
And you're not alone.
I'm not alone. I am truly, truly worried about blowing up. And when I mean blowing up, I'm thinking like gaining 20, 25 pounds during this whole quarantine thing, because over the weekend, I realized, one, I caught myself. I ate a whole jar of cookie butter.
What is cookie butter?
Whenever you
can
say
you explain
I,
that to me?
Whenever you
Melissa,
say I ate a whole jar of, whatever's following of is always bad.
Yeah.
You don't want to know.
What is cookie butter? Is it like batter?
It's like, think peanut butter, but it tastes like cookie butter. I can't explain it.
I've never heard of that in my
delicious.
Entire life.
Yeah. Oh, my God.
I know what cookie dough is. I've never heard of cookie butter.
I'm going to bring you some. And I'm going to ruin
Please
your life.
No.
I'm
going
to ruin your life. And then I caught myself, and I've been doing this. It's more like I'm bored, and I'm just eating because I'm bored. I was at the refrigerator, at the freezer, eating vanilla bean ice cream out the car. And I'm like, what am I doing?
Fridge?
In front of the fridge.
Oh, that's the sign right there. Well, you can't even get the food and go back to the couch. When you're eating in front of the fridge.
Just searching for something to do. And food is that thing. So
that's right. We need to do what we got to do to get through this mess. And if snacks are in, then snacks are in.
I equate it to blizzards, right? When you hunker down for a blizzard, what's the first thing everyone does? You go out and get snacks, right?
Yep.
So it's similar because you're quarantining and you're self-isolating in your house. So when you go to the store, you're not thinking about buying healthy food. You want Oreos. Mm. You want Cheetos. Mm. You want chips. And that's what we're eating. Because Leroy, I completely understand. I've been eating crap too. That's all it is.
I mean, I think if you polled people, like if you said, okay, do you think when this is all said and done, you're going to gain weight, you're going to lose weight, or stay the same? It's going to be in the 90s of people who are going to gain weight.
Yes.
Yeah. I would say the next thing is stay the same, and lose weight is probably like 2% of people at most. Nobody's losing weight unless they have no food.
I had to go to the store yesterday and my niece sent me a list. This was on her list. Fruity Pebbles, milk, Lean Cuisine pizza.
Yeah. Oh, well.
Beef ramen, sour cream, sour cream and onion chips.
Yep.
Chocolate waffles. Oh, wait, she threw in some broccoli and Hershey chocolate syrup. But then she wrote back, forget about the broccoli.
Yeah.
Okay, see?
When does she do?
All right.
That sounds like a pregnant menu.
Find more great podcasts at bpodstudios.com, the place to be for podcast discovery.
BackstageCountry.com, your online home for all things country music. Like most fans of country music, we're excited to learn that Luke Combs was back in the studio working on his next album. We've come up with our list of iconic Luke Combs music videos. Yes, Lovin' On You made the cut. Text Luke to 45911 to see if your favorite made the list on BackstageCountry.com. Text Luke to 45911 and we'll send the link straight to your phone.